Amen again.
Amen.
All right, in a few moments we're going to pray. We're going to connect to the first two services. I think the first two services was to bring us to this point tonight that the body of Christ will come out of crisis. Financial crisis. We're going to, some things that the Lord have revealed to me. I was sitting eating with my wife and the Lord started revealing some stuff to me that I know is my assignment to minister it. Many would not touch what I'm going to touch tonight, but it need to be touched. So let's pray. Father, we thank you for this Money Comets Conference. We thank you for all the people who've been tuned in to this service. We thank you for revelation knowledge. We thank you that Jesus is with you now and that he has sent us to take his place to minister the word of God around the world. We thank you tonight that the atmosphere, the environment is conducive for the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Spirit, fruit of the Spirit, the ministry gifts to manifest. So we thank you tonight as we come together as believers. We expect you to reveal to us our next steps. And we thank you so much that people at Mount Gilead, here at Word of Life, around the world, that are tuned in of all walks of life, that their hearts would be touched. If there are anyone listening to me that not saved, they might come to the realization of being born again. Thank you for all the souls that have been brought to Christ by the witnessing team. Thank you for the intercessory prayer team. We just thank you so much for what you have done. I thank you for my family who work around me and surround me all the time. I never say anything publicly and pray anything publicly about them, but I'm praying it now. And thank you so much. And tonight, speak through me in a special way. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Now, I want you to take notes at the beginning. I'll give you a scripture in a few moments. But there are some things I say. Well, you can turn to Genesis chapter 12. There are some things that I'm going to say. And I have to talk to you a while before I give the subject. Because if I give the subject too early, you're not going to be able to function with me all the way. We're going in territories here that the average person would not go, but because of my assignment to the body of Christ, I have to go there. And I'm not afraid to go there. And there's some things I'm going to say that are real strong, but I have to say them. Y'all come close so I can see y'all. I have to say them. So I want you to take notes on these things. The words that I'm going to say tonight should have been spoken to the children of God openly without any excuse. The words that I'm going to minister tonight. When you are in a church and being properly taught about the will, plans, and purposes of God, you will know how to walk in miracles, signs and wonders in every area of your life, giving glory to God and giving glory to God every day. Now listen, you need to hear this, because when I start talking about it, when I give you the subject, you're going to have to be balanced. Don't let no one talk you out of the abundant life. Don't let no one talk you out of the abundant life. They never attack the worldly people for being rich. Listen, holiness and riches are designed to walk side by side, for they both are from God. Holiness and riches are designed to walk side by side, because they're both from God. You got that?
Yes, sir.
Now, there's a statement I'm going to make I want you to put on the board. I'm not going to use the board for scripture tonight, but I want to leave that on the board if you can, or on the screen. I'll make it in a few minutes. They are both from God. Holiness and riches both from God and belong to God, and they are your inheritance. Mm-hmm. Both holiness and riches are your inheritance. Are you still with me?
Yes, sir.
Now, this is a statement that I want. I didn't give them in the back because I don't like to give out, because it seems like something leave when you give, tell people what you're going, what the Lord has told you. All financial slavery comes to an end in the body of Christ tonight.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
That's what it's been. Financial slavery. All financial slavery. Can y'all get that? All financial slavery comes to an end in the body of Christ tonight. I'll make a statement. See, can you agree with this statement? You love God, and God loves you. And God wants you to live the good life in this world. Is your stuff.
Yes, sir.
Now, they make no excuses about movie stars,
right,
basketball players, football players,
yes, sir,
tennis players, wealthy, millionaire. Nobody said nothing about that. Why do they get upset when a child of God declare
yes, sir, yeah,
that they're rich?
Yes, sir. Yep.
So I want you to know we're going to be dealing with this. It is all right with God for a Christian to be rich.
Yes, sir.
That's my subject.
Absolutely. Yes,
it is all right with God for a Christian to be rich. Got it?
Yes, sir.
All financial slavery come to an end in the body of Christ tonight. And I got Genesis 12, but let's take up this scripture that's been hindering the body of Christ. Let's go to 1 Timothy Chapter 6. I want to deal with it first because it's one of the greatest hindrances for the body of Christ walking in the wealth that God had planned for them to walk in. And we need to get this thing straight tonight. And I got another verse that will get it straight. In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10. You there?
Yes, sir.
You who watch it online, you got your Bibles? You there? I want you to see every scripture I read tonight because I think the Holy Ghost is going to hit this place tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because this is something God been wanting to say to his children, that it's all right for them to be rich.
Yes, sir.
Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
Now your soul need to hear that.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to hear that because there's so much contradiction about this. But it's not a contradiction with God. It's people outside the church and people who are inside the church that are lost.
Yes, sir.
That's what, and fussing about it. And a whole lot of religious people and a whole lot of denominations are against a Christian being rich. But the Bible constantly, I'm gonna prove it tonight, constantly talking about Christian being rich. Church don't talk about it. I mean, they don't write books about it. They don't talk about that. So the 10th verse here in 1 Timothy 6:10, and he's not talking about a godly person. For the love of money is the root of all evil. While what some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrow. Now listen to me very closely. Money coming. Listen, can you hear?
Yes, sir.
Money cometh.
Yes,
so you see what I'm saying? So that voice right there, in right there.
Yes, sir.
Now, here's another voice. Put a whooping on this verse in the Old Testament. Go to Proverbs chapter 10.
Yes,
Proverbs chapter 10.
Yes,
Proverbs chapter 10. We have to look at these verses because we've got to prove something tonight.
Yes, sir.
And I'm hurrying to try to prove it before the glory hit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Because the Lord is happy tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the Lord is happy tonight. You got somebody brave enough to face all these critical people who've been on top of the church. Every time a preacher get a nice house or something, somebody go crazy and get on there and talk about, look what he got. Yes, I want to have a nice house. Right. I sit in my office and look at 5 chandeliers across my house.
Yes, sir.
One over my head and 4 before me.
Yes, sir.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong.
See, you can't tell nothing on me because I tell it myself.
Right.
I'm not afraid. God blessed me. And God did it. God showed my wife our house and then showed a Baptist deacon. The Baptist deacon come and told her.
Yes, sir.
Like, man, shoot. Need to be scared of these people. Proverbs chapter 10, verse 22. Now, you remember what you read? That love of money is the root of all evil. But it did not say money is evil.
Right.
And it didn't say you love money.
Right.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
But you do need to have some money to live in this world.
Yes, sir.
I told you, everybody else can be rich. I mean, people half naked, shaking, multi-millionaire, and you tell me a young woman who loved God and walking with God can't be rich?
Right. Come on, sir.
The devil not richer than God.
Right, right.
through deception, they have your stuff.
Yes, sir.
And they flash it on TV and they show how great they're living. They show their car and everything. Well, that's all right with me, but don't jump on me because I'm blessed.
Right, right.
God can do the same thing.
Yes, sir.
God can do more than a basketball.
Yes, sir. Yes, he can.
God can do more than a golf ball. You got to understand that the body of Christ, we've been so blind letting these people tell us that and then let them hold us in a certain place. Andy, I'm going to prove to you they got your stuff.
Yes.
If they're not children of God, they got your stuff. And you need to take it back by faith.
Come on, sir. Yes, sir.
Now notice this, Proverbs 10:22. What are we going to do with this? The blessing of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? It make it rich, then it changed. I saw it today. And he, it went from it to he. And he, God wants you to make you sure that I'm hearing his voice. Listen, the blessing of the Lord, it make it rich, right? That's the blessing. But it then, and he, God, added no sorrow with it. Now the other verse talked about sorrow. Go back to 1 Timothy 6:10. I don't have much time to stay there. The love of money, the root of all evil, and then at the end he said, you pierce yourself through with many sorrows.
Yes,
so these two different sorrows here. You get back, you get in Proverbs 10:22, say the blessing of the Lord is making it rich. And he added no sorrow with it. So if you have sorrow, you must have added or let the devil add it because God didn't add it.
That's what apostle.
And I'm happy. Yes, I ain't gonna have no sorrow. I'm happy, I'm blessed, I'm rich.
Yes, sir. Rich, yes, sir.
And I'm in the church. And there's a whole lot of folk going to be rich in the church. It's just about getting ready for it. Before Jesus comes, there's a whole lot of rich folk going to be up in the church. Yes, yes. Yes. Yes.
Absolutely.
The blessing of the Lord is making it rich. He had no sorrow with it. Now, what are we going to do with this scripture? 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. What are we going to do with this scripture? What have we been doing with it? I got you using your Bible. I ain't putting it on the board for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Are you there with me?
Yes, sir.
That though he was rich, now don't tell me about all these spiritual ideas you got about being rich.
Mm-hmm.
All right? I know about grace and mercy. We have all that. But God wanted to have material riches.
Yes, sir.
And in these two chapters, chapter 8 and chapter 9, they're talking about money.
Yes,
all right? Yes, now, he says, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was what?
Rich.
Yet for your sake he became what?
Poor.
That what? Now, you know a voice that backed that up? And I'm kind of go through here tonight. You know a voice that backed that up? Well, let me read another voice before I show you that one. Go to Genesis 12. And I'll start giving you principles in a few moments. And back them up with scripture. Genesis chapter 12. And I like the way the Lord did this because he shut everybody down. Every heckler, every lie, everybody said, he's Christian. And they call preachers pimp. They won't call preachers pimp. Just because a preacher doing a good job, they won't call them pimp.
Come on, Tom.
Yes, sir.
What about all them other pimp? You a pimp yourself.
That's right.
Genesis chapter 12, verse 3. And don't mess with me because you'll drop dead.
That's right. Come on,
The spirit of revenge will come out when you go to touching God's anointed.
Yes, sir.
Them boys came out there and played with that prophet, and that bear ate them up.
That's right.
Ananias and Sapphira lied, and they dropped dead in the church.
Wow.
The holy men, the holy women, you don't want to mess with them.
Yes, all right.
In Genesis chapter 12, you got your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
Chapter 13. Excuse me, chapter 13. I know I had a lot of things try to block me today because they knew what I'm going to do. Chapter 13, verse 2. Didn't let you come up with a revelation what it was. God had it recorded exactly what he is talking about, because some theologian would have had a great revelation about God's goodness.
Right.
And Abram was what?
Very rich.
I can't hear y'all.
Very rich.
Not rich.
Very rich.
Very rich. And then God said, now, I'm not going to let them play with this. I'm talking about this.
Uh-huh.
And Abram was very rich in cattle, in silver, and in gold.
Yes.
Hey, y'all hear me? Body of Christ, you hear me?
Yes.
Huh? All financial slavery come to an end. In the body of Christ tonight. It is all right with God for a Christian to be rich.
Yes, sir.
Are you following it?
Yes, sir.
Now, there are some guidelines. Well, let's look at Psalm 105, verse 37. I'm going to read a few more scriptures. My God. Yeah, hallelujah. That's right. The children of Israel was in bondage and in slavery, and you're not free unless you got your money.
Yes, sir.
He knew they couldn't be free and get them out of Egypt and get them from Pharaoh, but then where you go from there?
Yes, sir.
And so most Christians are still in bondage because they have Christ and they have scriptures, but they've never been free financially.
Wow.
My job to the body of Christ by giving me those prophetical words, money coming, is to train the body of Christ. It's all right to be rich. It's all right to have abundance. It's all right to be wealthy. It's all right to prosper. It's all right to live in increase.
Yes, sir.
It's all right to live a good life as long as you keep God first.
Yes, sir.
Are you following me? Now here in Psalm 105, verse 37, he brought them forth. He didn't just bring them forth though.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next word?
Also.
Okay, also. See that difference. Also, and you know what the Lord told him? Told Moses, they're not leaving empty-handed.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to make them give some of that stuff over to y'all for y'all leave.
Yeah.
And he brought them forth also with silver and gold.
Yes, sir.
Now, they'll go there. There was not one feeble point among them. They'll try. See, that's health and wealth.
Yes, sir.
Health and wealth, right in that voice, all right? All right, now the danger of being rich must be cleared up before I go into other principles. Let's define rich. Take this definition. Rich means wealthy, abounding in material resources, abundantly supply. It means money. It means abundance of external possession. You want me to go over that?
Yes, sir.
All right. Wealthy. abounding in material resources. This is where you're headed.
Yes, sir.
I said, my Gilead, this is where you're headed.
Yes, sir.
Abounding in, and still going to give God the glory. Still going to dance, shout, run.
Yes, sir.
Humble ourselves.
Yes, sir.
Give him the glory. I feel it coming on right now, boy. Whoa. I'm so glad for the body of Christ. Wealthy, which means wealthy, abounding in material resources. Abundantly supply. Money. It means money too. And then it means abundance of external possession. Good God Almighty. I looked it up in the Hebrew and followed, you know, I'm strong this afternoon. My God in heaven. Turn to 1 Timothy 6 again. Many scriptures tonight because we're going from slavery to ownership. I said we're going from slavery to ownership. All of your bills are trembling right now. They shouldn't have never let you come to this service.
Come on, Apostle.
Shouldn't have never let you tune into this broadcast.
Yes, sir.
Every financial stagnation in your life about to vanish.
Yes, sir.
The glory of God going to get in your house,
yes,
get in your checking account, get in your all your account.
Yes, sir.
About to be touched by the power of God.
Yes,
I feel the Holy Ghost tonight.
Yes, sir.
Slavery is over. Yes. Financial slavery. Working and working and working and working and never get there.
Yeah.
It's time to arrive.
Yes, sir. That's time to arrive.
It's time to rise.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's time to enjoy the best.
Yes, sir.
It's time to come for the church to come from the end of the line. It's time for the church to make the line.
Yes.
He said, I'd make you the lender
and
not the borrower. He ain't told you, I'd make you the borrower. He said, I'll make you the lender and not the borrower.
Yes, sir.
Under that blessing in Deuteronomy 28, I'm gonna try to get there before I leave. But there's so many blessings that belong to us that the world have talked us out of. And unbelieving preachers, I love them, but they talk you out of it because they're so holy they can't live. We got to stop this mess of smothering God's children. Everybody else dancing around with whatever they want. And God's children, and God can give us thousands of promises that he want us blessed. And and we're going to have a wealth transfer tonight.
That's right.
Come on, sir. All right,
Doug, we're going to have a wealth transfer.
Yes,
I think we need to have a wealth transfer tonight.
Yes, sir.
Tonight. Go to 1 Timothy. I got to get you ready for it. Because I'm going to teach you some stuff. But I got to have you prepared. So when they start coming in, you can handle it right.
Yes,
all right? All right? How many of y'all don't mind being rich?
Don't mind.
All right? How many of y'all ever call yourself rich?
Yes, sir.
Huh? All right, all right. Now, some of y'all didn't. Some of y'all online, y'all ain't never said nothing about I'm rich. Say it now. I am rich.
I am rich.
Say it now. Say it now. Say it now. I don't care what they say. I don't care what other people say. I don't care what they say. Boy, Timon, I need you to see this because I need to protect you. What about to happen? I need to protect you. And so I'm going to protect you right now because when I teach you these principles, things are going to start happening, all right? All right. 1 Timothy, you got your shouting clothes?
Yes, sir.
Chapter 6, verse 17.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's the same chapter with the 10th verse in too, you know. Mm-hmm. But he said, charge them that are what?
Rich.
Where?
In this world.
Well, I thought we had a way to get to heaven. Walk around heaven, you know. No, charge them that are rich in this world that they be not high-minded. See, that's the thing that'll mess you up. Nor trust in uncertain riches. See, that'll mess you up. But in the living God, woo, look what he said at the end of that voice. Woo, look what he said at the end of the voice. Come on, Mark Gilead. Look what he said. Who giveth us richly all things
to enjoy.
That's right.
That's it. Yes, sir.
I need you to think about enjoying yourself.
Yes, sir.
I need you to think about going on vacation without a credit card.
Yes, sir.
Just use it where you got to use it, but I have money.
Yes, sir.
Who giveth, y'all underline that, who giveth us richly all things to enjoy. I wish I could put that on your forehead, all y'all. One on the street, I just come and stamp it. I wish I had a stamp. Bam! He give us all things richly to enjoy.
Yes,
Now notice what he said. That they do good. That they be rich in good work. I mean, verse 18. Ready to what?
Distribute.
Distribute. See? Willing to what?
Communicate.
Distribute, communicate. That's God saying, now look, when I make you rich, whatever you have must stay under my control.
Yes, sir.
Come on,
sir. Yes, sir.
See, that was good about it. Keep it under my control. I'll make you rich, but I want you to distribute it, and I want you to communicate when I tell you to communicate.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Powerful, man. Laying up store for yourself a good foundation against the time to come, that they may lay hold on eternal life. All right. All right. Let's go. Now listen to this. Just listen. If God did not want his children rich, why did he give us the power to get wealth? Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 8:18. Mm-hmm. Deuteronomy 8:18. Put that in your note. Why did he give us the power to be rich if he didn't want us rich? Because you're talking about wealth, you're talking about rich.
Yes, sir.
It is God who give us the power to get wealth. Remember that. Oh, my goodness. I got to turn to it because I hear the Holy Ghost saying something.
Yes,
oh, my goodness. Listen to this. Listen to this. All financial slavery leaving you right now. You'll never be broke another day in your life. Well, you're a money distributor. For the kingdom of God. Ooh, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
I feel a Holy Ghost coming. Let me teach a little more Holy Ghost. But I feel like taking off, running down Highway 22 and jump in the Mississippi River and swim a little bit, God knows. Wow! I'm so glad that the body of Christ tonight, the body of Christ, many gonna walk out. Many of y'all will be rich before you know it.
Hallelujah. Yes, sir.
You'll be out of debt. You have abundant supply. Before you know it, the Holy Ghost has been waiting for this message.
Yes, sir.
Glory. Can't you feel it?
Yeah.
I feel it, man. It's all in my bones. Like Jeremiah said, fire shut up in my bones to know that God wants his children blessed like everybody else. The golf player, the basketball player, the dancer, the stripper, all of them rich. Why can't God's children be rich?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
They're all up on television showing their houses, showing their cars, and dancing around and eating at pretty tables. Why can't we have it?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
It's ours.
It's ours. It's ours.
We come here and sing and pray 15 hours and sing 95 songs and then go out and hustle.
Nope.
Mm.
My God. Ooh. It's ours.
God got enough of that.
Yep.
That's right.
If God did not want his children rich, why did he give us the power to get wealth? Then Deuteronomy, go ahead, sit down, Deuteronomy 8:18. But thou shalt remember. Don't forget it tonight. After tonight, don't you forget you're supposed to be rich.
Yes, sir.
I'm supposed to be rich.
And nothing wrong with being rich. Deuteronomy 18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth. Now up above this, I don't have time, but he said, when you build your godly houses, don't forget God give it to you.
Yes, sir.
But thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he that giveth thee power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he sware unto thy father as it is this day. Let me go to another principle. Turn to Proverbs chapter 13. I'm going to give you 95 scriptures tonight. Proverbs chapter 13. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say it's Friday night.
It's Friday night.
Hallelujah. Everybody about to get paid. I might preach a little bit tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank God Almighty. Thank God it's already paid for.
Yes, sir.
Thank God. Yeah. Hallelujah. I'll get you messing around. I'll get happy in here by myself. Glory to God. I feel the glory of God. I feel glory all around this pulpit. I feel the power of God. I know what it is.
Yeah.
Been there. Done that. I know what it is. When denomination told me that it wasn't right to be rich, I shut one eye and looked the other way.
Yes, sir.
Because I knew I read too many scriptures over the years that God wants us to have it. He just don't want it to have us.
Right.
Proverbs chapter 13, I'm going to make another statement. The world has been holding our wealth by deception. The world has been holding our wealth, or the world system has been holding our wealth by deception. Now, I'll tell you right now, I can't look on TV, see no movie star, no football player, house, nobody, and it don't over-impress me. Whatever they drive, it don't over-impress me. Whatever they're flying in, I got my Falcon 900. It's one of the best planes. They got 3-engine. It had a deal that just getting it out the shop almost cost $1 million to get it. Every 10 years you do it. You can't be flinching when you're flying in a jet. You just got to pay the people and fly on out.
Yes, sir.
My pilot is flying now, isn't he? He's flying back here tonight, right now. See, the church, and then church get a jet and people get a jet. In the church, everybody else got a jet. Oprah got a jet.
That's right.
Yes, sir.
And I ain't got nothing against her, but she's a rich woman. Thank God for her. I love her.
Yes, sir.
But she got a jet.
Yep.
Take care of business. Taking care of business. Why can't a preacher have a jet?
Yes, sir.
Y'all stop letting them people dictate to you with them little critique people, little critical people.
Yes, sir.
The Lord's going to shut them down.
Yes.
You're going to get enough of that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you get enough of it. Now, listen. The world have been holding our wealth by deception. I got to move, children. Verse 22. Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaves an inheritance to his children. Children, look at this stuff. Yeah. And the wealth of the sinner is moving to the jest.
That's right.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Look at somebody and tell them it's transfer time.
It's transfer time.
Yes, sir.
Ooh, I feel that, boy.
Yes, sir.
I feel the transfer going on.
Yes, sir.
You know, I could think this way because in my studies that the angels say, what you saying? You know that? You believe that? Boy, these angels start moving on that.
Yes,
what?
Sir. Yes, sir.
I believe the angel is going to help make the transfer.
Yes, sir.
But it just got to have somebody ready for it.
Yes, sir.
All financial slavery come to an end in the body of Christ tonight. Anybody listen to me, there'll never be a financial slave anymore. They'll never let no denomination, no preacher, no outsider tell them God don't want them to live in abundance.
Yes, sir.
It's a lie. So the wealth transfer take place as you grasp that it's rightfully, it's your right to be wealthy. Now, turn to Psalm. I got to lay a layer here that nobody can break. Psalm 66. Psalm 66. I'm going to make a statement. And I want you to verify with this scripture. I want that to be in your spirit from this day forward. Listen to this. I got a question for you now. He told me to ask this question. Will you let God bring you to your wealthy place?
Yeah.
See? Psalm 66:12. Thou hast caused men to ride over our heads. Sure have been riding. Went through the fire, through the water. Yeah, we've been through that. Come on, talk to me. Financially, we've been through that.
Yes, sir.
But thou brought us out.
Mm-hmm.
Where you brought us out?
Into
where?
A wealthy place.
Oh, come on, say it, my dear. A wealthy place. He brought us out. It's already done. 2 Corinthians 8:9. We just read it. Jesus paid for it already.
Yes, sir.
He became poor that we might be rich in every way. Rich in revelation. Rich in grace. Rich in mercy. Rich in forgiveness. But rich in faith. But also rich otherwise in silver and gold. Because we read about Abraham say he was very rich.
Yes, sir.
With silver and gold.
Yep.
No, you're not going to spiritualize me no more.
Uh-huh.
Talk about I'm going to get it all when I get to heaven. And you're riding in my car.
Mm-hmm.
And living in my house. and telling me wait till I get to heaven.
Tomorrow.
And when it's already mine.
Yep.
That's right.
Yep. It's already mine.
We got to run these religious pigs out the church. Running around the church. Get them out of here.
Get them out.
Yes, sir.
You really got your shouting clothes on?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Turn to Ecclesiastes. I'm going to make a statement. Chapter 5. Ooh, this is one of my favorites here. Ooh, glory. I can't hardly stand it. Riches, get your notes. Riches and wealth are a gift from God. Riches and wealth. Ooh, my God. You remember, Richard, give us all things, Richard to enjoy. Now here we're going to have a scripture saying word by word, riches and wealth are a gift from God. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19. Put your eyes on that. Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verse 19. Every man also to whom God, oh no, that ain't you.
Wow. Come on, sir.
Have given hard times and bills and notes. No, you don't read like that. Every man also to whom God has given what?
Riches.
I can't hear. Y'all gonna say that. Say it loud enough so I can hear it from Richmond, Virginia. Riches and wealth.
Riches and wealth.
How loud is that, Bishop? And has given him power to eat thereof, uh-huh, and to take his portion and to rejoice in his labor. This is the gift of God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Riches and wealth.
Riches and wealth. Are
gifts from God.
Gifts from God.
Riches and wealth.
Riches and wealth.
A gift from God.
A gift from God.
Riches and wealth.
Yes, sir.
A gift from God.
Riches and wealth.
A gift from God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Woo.
My goodness.
Ah. It's in the book, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Right teaching. You want to write notes? Right teaching and right thinking, mm-hmm, must manifest in your life tonight.
Yes.
Right teaching and right thinking. I need you to have well consciousness, rich consciousness when you leave here.
Yes, sir.
Knowing is that it's not wrong. Don't be condemned. Be convinced.
Yes.
Have confidence. Have courage.
Yes, sir.
That is not based on your education. It's not based on the color of your skin. Uh-huh. It's not based on what side of the street you live on.
Uh-huh.
I got more proof.
Yes, sir.
I come here with proof tonight. Turn to Psalm 112. I got more proof.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to put out about five more proofs and I'll be through. Five more proofs. If you don't get rich then, I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't want you back at no more of my meeting. You didn't never worry me and mess me all up. I'm teaching you enough tonight to get rich tonight.
Right. Yes, sir. Get rich tonight. Yes, sir.
You could go back over these scriptures and run through your house and shout. And just keep saying them. Watch what happens. Keep saying them. Just keep saying them. Keep saying them. Keep looking at the evidence.
Yes, sir.
Your faith gonna get higher and higher. Psalm 112. Let me make the statement. Are you ready? Are you really a child of God and really believe His word? Now look at and listen to this. And stand up and claim your rights. Let me go over it again. Are you really a child of God? And really believe His word? See the two things. I'm a child of God and I believe His word, right?
Yes,
two questions. Now look at and listen to this, what we're about to read from God's word, and stand up and claim your rights. Now, if you don't get this, this is so clear. This is so powerful. In Psalm 112, beginning at verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, that delighteth greatly in his commandment. All of y'all doing that. Y'all love God?
Yes, sir.
So what happened to them type of people? His seed shall be mighty upon the earth, and the generation of the upright shall be what?
Blessed.
Blessed. Now, what are you talking about? Mm-hmm. What are you talking about, be blessed?
Mm-hmm.
Wealth.
And riches
shall be in his house. And his righteousness endureth forever. Unto the upright there arise light in the darkness. He is gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man shows favor and lend it. Ho, ho, feel for it. Lend it. Lenny, where you get that from? A good man showeth favor and lendeth. Well, you got to go back up. In what's in your house? Verse 3.
Yes, sir.
I just made you a lender.
Yes, sir.
You were just made a lender, not a borrower.
Yes, sir.
You the righteousness of God, right? Wealth and riches should be in your house.
Wealth and riches.
Good man showeth favor and lendeth. He will guide his affair with discretion. Surely he should not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to turn to this face myself before I tell you to turn. I'm going to see if I want to go there. But I feel it in the air, boy. Mine. You lock these three meetings together and go over these three meetings. Junior trying to tell you. You see these three different meetings, these three different things, the prophetic matter. You remember we talked about that?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
And talking about giving in your sowing?
Yes, sir.
That's not, see, I think he was preparing us for the night.
Yeah.
I feel it in the atmosphere.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, let me see. Let me see if I want to go to this verse. About 10. yeah, I'm going there. Watch this. It's time for you to be so strong in wealth that the system can't shut you down. Another day.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Other words, if you see something you want, you have so much money they can't shut you down, even if they raise the price.
Wow. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Come on, Apostle. Yes, sir.
Wow.
Yes, you tell them I want it anyway.
Yep. Wow. Yep.
I'm taking it home with me.
I want it anyway. Yes, sir.
See.
Yes, sir.
See, when you got money.
Yes, sir.
Every time I turn around. Blessing. Blessing. All right. Get ready for this scripture. I didn't tell you what the scripture was. 10 and 15. You see it? Proverbs 10, 15. You see it? Y'all so busy listening. Y'all ain't even turning. Turn.
Yes, sir.
Get there. I need y'all to see it. Proverbs 10, 15. I'm going to wait on you. I'll make my statement again. It is time for you to be so strong in wealth that the system can't shut you down. Oh, no. I missed a word. Wait a minute. I missed a word. Hold on. It's time for you to be so strong in wealth that the system can't shut your dream down another day.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So I declare and decree everybody's dream about to be fulfilled.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
In a matter of moments.
Yes, sir.
Because when you're dealing with miracles, signs, and wonders, you can't call no days.
Yes, sir.
Because it's dealing with suddenly, immediately, and straightway.
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
God's timetable is suddenly, straightway. See, God don't have to wait for permission.
Yes, sir.
If it's not there, he'll create it.
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes, sir.
So the rich man's wealth is his strong city.
Mm-hmm.
Did you understand that? Huh? You can't be hammered when you got wealth.
Yes, sir.
Everybody got to respect you. They might not like you, but they got to respect you.
Yeah, yeah.
They can't do nothing about it. They can't hold you down. You're not on welfare.
Right.
Come on,
Tom.
You don't have to wait on them.
Yes, sir.
But look at the next part of that verse. In 90% of the church, the destruction of the poor is their poverty. Oh. Look at this voice. Later, look at this voice. Listen. The rich man's wealth is a strong city. In other words, you can't handle it. But the destruction of the poor is their poverty. So that's why they try to keep the church in a poverty mindset, because they don't want the gospel to go first class.
Right, right.
I step off my aircraft sometime. God said, well, what'd he do? I said, I preach the gospel.
Yes, sir.
I was witnessing to two young men, and they was kind of stalling on me. I was close to my house, and they were kind of stalling on me. And I said, I live right over there. He said, what you were saying just now? See, now I got their attention because the evidence over there. Yes. He said, that's your house? I said, yeah, that's where I live right over there. I sit on that porch all the time praying.
Yes, sir.
He got born again. Yeah. Evidence. Yeah, you can't shake no evidence, boy.
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, let me give you two or three more things and I'll close. Don't be afraid of those who are rich, nor to become rich. Don't be afraid of those who are rich. Don't be afraid of when a Christian tap in. Don't be afraid of them. That's your connection. Oh, these next two. Ooh, what time it is? Turn to 1 Kings. Hallelujah. Chapter 10. 1 Kings chapter 10 right quick. I'm going to close in a minute, Leroy. I sure enjoyed preaching this because I know what he's going to do around the world. The people who pay attention, now those who don't pay attention, I ain't worrying myself with you.
Right.
Just go on and criticize and do what you want to do. And I'm just going to push my, I got in my cars, in my viewers' cars, I got a button you push, the window go right up.
Yes. Yes, sir.
I got some got screen and you push it and the screen come up and block you out.
Yes, sir.
Here's a secret. Don't despise the rich. Check with them. They will share wisdom with you. Queen of Sheba in 1 Kings 10. Don't despise the rich. Check with them. When you hear that somebody flowing in wealth, seeking to get an audience with them. Sometimes it might not be a personal, but just sit around and eavesdrop. Because they're always saying something that would be a benefit to you. Look at this woman. And when the Queen of Sheba, you got it? First King, chapter 10, I'm about to close, but I want you to get it. And when the Queen of Sheba heard of the fame of Solomon concerning the name of the Lord, she came to prove him with hard questions. She want to know, what you doing? How you got like this? And she came, now she didn't come empty-handed. And that, you know, as a scripture, you don't come before the man of God empty-handed.
Right.
You're not supposed to come there. Come on, how you doing? That's why I don't accept them cards. I get a card and ain't got nothing there, I throw it on the floor. I don't want this thing. Don't be sending me no empty card. I don't want it because it's been too long. I ain't reading no empty card.
Right. Yes, sir.
I look in some of them cards. I said, I know my memo no better than that, but the check was tied in there somewhere. But I said, I better throw it away. I said, I'll talk to them better than that. They can't get blessed sitting on empty cart.
Right.
I don't care if you hot.
Right.
Come on, sir.
You don't want no empty cart.
Right.
Your husband, y'all anniversary, your husband say, I love you, honey, and give you a card. Nothing in it. No ring, no watch.
Come on, sir. Yes, sir.
She came to Jerusalem with a very, she came to soul. Mm-hmm. Say it.
She came to
Saul. All right. And she came to Jerusalem. She didn't just come to ask questions. She came to Saul.
Yes, sir.
Y'all better pay attention now, girls. And she came to Jerusalem with a very great train, with camels that bear spices and very much gold and precious stone when she was come to Solomon. She communed with him of all that was in her heart. She was asking questions.
Yes,
sir. Solomon told her all her questions. There was not anything hid from the king which he told her not. And when the Queen of Sheba had seen all of Solomon's wisdom and the house that he had built, this is God. Why did God put this in the Bible?
Come on.
And the meal on his table, and the meat of his table. Boy, Bishop and see me, y'all see my table. Might be purple one day. Blue the next day.
Yes, sir.
Green the next day. Gold the next day. And I'm not talking about with no Walmart dishes.
Right.
Because I could live a few years on the dishes.
Yes, sir.
And the meat of his table and the setting of his servants. Boy, I got something y'all want y'all to hear. And the attendance of his ministers and their apparels. They had no blue jeans on and a t-shirt. And his cupbearers. Solomon will run you down the road, sick the dogs on you. And his accent by which he went up. He walked differently when you got money. Unto the house of the Lord. There she fell out. The Lord told me she fainted. The woman fainted. There was no more spirit in her. Who you gonna make faint?
Yes, sir.
When your cousin come in from out of town and come by your house, mm-hmm. make their leg, when you give them the address, when they come in, make their leg buckle.
Yes, sir.
Look what she said to him. And she said to the king, it was a true report that I heard in my own land of thy acts. Now the acts was wealth included, and thy wisdom, howbeit I believe not the words until I came, and my eyes have seen it.
Yes.
And behold, the half was not told me. Thy wisdom, look what we're talking about, and what?
Prosperity
exceeded the fame which I heard.
Yeah, yeah.
Happy, now help, yes, I want my employees to hear. Here's what I want LTMA to hear. Happy are thy men. Happy are these thy servants which stand continually before thee and hear thy wisdom.
Yes, sir.
Come on.
Yes, sir.
Get that close, you ought to get something, man.
Right, right.
If you recognize God have put you in a special position by God. Blessed be the God, Lord, my God, which delighted in thee to set thee on the throne of Israel because the Lord loved Israel forever. Therefore made he thee king to do judgment and justice. Yes, you go, verse 10. Yes, you go. I almost preached this morning upward somewhere. His dad, Phil and I think that came on us. We were talking one time and we started talking about upward sowing because the church don't know much about that. The church like to, they like to sow if they're going to sow lateral. They don't want to sow in somebody who got nothing. And it's the dumbest thing that you could ever hear, man. And she gave the king 120, somebody said it was $113 million. And she gave the king 120 talents of gold and of spices, very great store and precious stone. There came no more such abundance of spices as these which the queen of Sheba gave to King Solomon. Now, King Solomon rich. She done saw all this stuff.
Yeah.
What she talk, you know what she doing, right? Huh? She connecting to the gravity.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Your pastor, bishop, do it all the time. He's just connecting. Yes. That's why you out of debt.
Yes, sir.
That's why he's flying in a jet.
That's right.
Yes,
paying for jet.
Yep,
yep. He jet like a daddy.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And then I close. I'm going to give you the secret. I'm going to let you work it out yourself. Now here's the secret of the blessing of riches, wealth, and abundance. I have to give you the first two verses of it, and then the rest of you are going to be able to read it yourself. I'm going to give you the first two verses, all right? First two verses are going to get you ready for it, all right? Deuteronomy chapter 28. And you can go on and shout the rest of it down there. There's so much to shout about, but I'm not going no further. I'll give you enough tonight. You done got enough stuff. You ought to be ready now. If anybody tell you you can't be rich, just walk on from them. Don't talk to a fool in the sun because they'll keep you too long.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Walk off from them.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Now look at these instructions, and then I'm going to let you go on down from verse 3 on down to verse 10. No, further than that, to verse 13. You read the whole thing. That's going to be your homework, because you've heard this message. It's all right with God.
Yes, sir.
For Christian to be rich. Isn't that something?
Yes, sir.
Say it. It's all right with God.
It's all right with God.
For Christian.
To be rich.
Now people are going to hear this all over the world.
Yes, sir.
Because they'll put it online right sometime tonight. And the body of Christ need to hear this.
Yep.
And they need to hear it from somebody who's rich.
Right.
That is real. That is God. I love God with all my heart, all my soul, all my strength. I don't love no money.
Mm-hmm.
I love Him.
Yes, sir.
He's my master. Jesus, the one died for me. Money didn't die for me.
Yes, sir.
I know that.
Yes.
But He told me I could have Him and it.
Yes, sir.
And I could have a plush life. Yes. That's why I got it. That's why He told me, go preach it when He gave me money coming. He told me, go tell my children they don't have to never be broke again.
Yes, sir.
Go tell them the money keep on coming. Go tell them that I placed in the inside of them a money magnet.
Mm-hmm.
If they operate in faith properly and love me properly, they'll draw money to them.
Yes,
go tell them.
Yes, sir.
Go tell them I'll cancel all their debt.
Yes.
Tell them I'll wipe it out for them. Tell them, don't go with the more religious spirit. None of y'all criticism. None of y'all love God more than I love Him.
Come on, sir.
Because I know my insufficiency. And I know my inadequacy. And I know all that I have. God done it for me. I've done it for me.
Yes, sir.
I'm not crazy enough to take credit for what kind of life I'm living. His God did that for you.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
To know He can take a country boy who lived in a house where they stuck newspaper in the wall to stop it, pots on the floor to catch the rain, and an outside toilet in the gravel road. Oh, my goodness. Let me just read these two verses. Deuteronomy 20, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all His commandments, which I commanded this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high, good God Almighty, above all the nations of the earth. Look what verse 2 says. He talking to you.
Yes, sir.
And all these blessings shall come unto thee. See it?
Yes, sir.
And overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God.